Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Kings are on the air. This is The Bench with John Granato and Lance Erline on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John and Lance.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. John and Lance with you. Here is an interesting article, and you know this happens too. Adjusted interception percentage. How it works. Each player's actual interception total. So Matthew Stafford and Trevor Lawrence both had 17 apiece in 2021.
Mm-hmm.
One of them, I mean, so I guess 17 is not a big deal because one of them won the Super Bowl. One of them had the worst record in the league. So what does 17 tell you? Nothing. Okay, then they add plays where the quarterback threw a ball that could have or should have been intercepted but was not, either because the defender outright dropped it.
Turnover-worthy throws.
Right, turnover-worthy throws. And then they subtract interceptions that were tipped by receivers into the hands of the defenders.
Mm-hmm. Kind of like the XFIP.
The NFL's baseball. Most unlucky quarterback last year?
Deshaun Watson had to sit out the whole year.
Well, yeah, but that didn't. He had zero interceptions. Yeah, he was at zero.
Oh, interception wise.
Justin Herbert. Calculated adjusted interceptions for the Chargers quarterback, pretty straightforward. He'd take the 15 interceptions he actually threw, add two more that were dropped by defenders, and then take two back because of his picks were accurate throws that were dropped by defenders, leaving us with 15 adjusted interceptions. Based on the 30% rate, which is where we would expect a quarterback with 15 adjusted throws to throw 11.5 actual interceptions. So he was pretty unlucky. He should have only had...
Wait. Say the last part. How did they get to 11.5 when they had plus two, minus two? They canceled out.
So
what did they say
historically,
at the end?
NFL quarterbacks each season have thrown about 30% more adjusted interceptions than actual interceptions. They have a bunch dropped. Historically.
But I thought that was already counted in there.
But so historically, if your number is 15, then it should have been that the adjusted should be about 11.5. But his was actually 15 and 15. So they think he was the most unlucky of all of them.
Okay, not sure I 100% follow that logic, but okay.
The NFL's luckiest quarterback last year.
NFL's luckiest, is it Tommy?
Ben Roethlisberger. Ben Roethlisberger threw more picks. Through 10 actual interceptions. He threw 10 actual interceptions. He threw 16 other passes that should have been intercepted but were dropped.
See, that's why. And this is an attempt by, it's probably Pro Football Focus because they're the ones who chart this stuff, because that's where I can see turnover-worthy throws. It's an attempt to marry tape with data, which I really respect, because people can just go box score scouting.
Yeah.
Ben Roethlisberger only had 10 interceptions. But if you actually watched the game, you would have said, God, he sucked, though. Like, I don't know. I saw people drop interceptions. It should have been interceptions. But you don't have numbers. Now you have numbers to quantify how, the same way you have the XFIP stuff where they're actually including that on the Fox Sports Southwest broadcast, John, where that is, you know, where they incorporate bad luck for a pitcher on his XFIP numbers, like that one should not have had a CNI single or whatever the case may be.
Right.
And it alters ERAs.
Right.
That's what this is basically doing as well. They're telling you, look, I know what the numbers say, but this guy was actually worse or actually better at turnovers.
Yeah, I mean, you know, baseball nerd is going to say, oh, well, that was a fluke plop,
well, actually,
pop up. That was a bloop pop up that fell in a Texas leaguer, a duck snort, whatever you want to call it. And then Actually, his exit velocity was 95, and he hit into 17 outs with an exit velocity of 95, which is so rare, but he was the unlucky. They will tell you that. But you know what? It's kind of accurate. In 162 games, though, that stuff kind of evens out, I would think. You know, you're going to get some off the end of the bat.
No, I think year by year you can have some differences. But yeah, over the course of a career, it's going to even out.
Yeah, it'll probably
But I do think that there is something to be said for watching the games instead of just the box scores and saying, you know what? Yeah, I know what your data says, but maybe you need new data points to take into account these. And to Pro Football Focus's credit, they have tried to include that. They have tried to include big-time throws, which they have BTTs, which a lot of times, to be honest with you, I don't factor it in because a lot of them are just one, like quarterbacks are one, they have a one-on-one. You know how the stretch offenses are in college where you get one-on-ones where they just drop back and just throw a deep lob to a one-on-one wide receiver versus corner. That doesn't make it a big-time throw. That's just a huge advantage. Now, you want to fit it into a window between a safety and a corner, that's a big-time throw.
Yeah.
So I'll go through and look at all the quarterbacks' big-time throws when I'm writing them up. Usually they're just one-on-one lobs on the right or left side of the field. However, I also look at turnover-worthy throws because it also tells you, like Zach Wilson. I'll give you an example. Zach Wilson, in 2019, he had way too many interceptions. And his turnover-worthy throws, you know, potential turnover throws, they were a little higher. In 2020, he had turnover throws that didn't turn into interceptions that I watched, and I'm like, huh. He played lesser competition. He had balls that should have been interceptions. And in the wins that he had, a lot of times he was throwing it up for one-on-one matchups with BYU wide receivers being better than the corners they were facing. That's why I have my doubts on him because 19, I gave a boom-bust grade on him because I recognize the arm talent. But, man, the decision-making in 19 was bad. And in 20, you could see when you watched the games, hey, I don't know if this is a repeatable performance in the pros. I don't know that we're going to see the same type of one-on-one throws nonstop against lesser competition. There's going to be a lot of times where the cornerback is as good or sometimes better than the wide receivers, and certainly that's the case with the Jets, where cornerbacks are better than jet receivers. So how good are you? Like, the great quarterbacks can take lesser wide receivers, and they understand how to put them in good positions. Zach Wilson, with his little trick shots he throws, hey, that's really cool. You can scramble left and throw right 70 yards. But can you make a smart throw when you got one-on-one coverage with the safety rolling over the top? Because that's an NFL throw. That other stuff you're doing, same thing with Malik Willis. People got all excited about Zach Wilson and Malik Willis making this roll right throw, you know, roll left, throw right throws. Great. I mean, that's fantastic. But what are you doing when the tape's on and you got to be a decision maker? It's the reason Malik went in the third. There's a reason why Zach Wilson struggled last year. It's because tape don't lie sometimes.
Yep. No. Zach Wilson should be better this year with a better supporting cast.
You would think. But he still has to prove he's a better decision maker.
Yeah.
Which I'm not sure I've seen from him in 19, 20. In 20, my big problem was he had an open throw against Coastal Carolina where they lost. His players dragging across. It's wide open. And he sees it on a fourth and like seven. It's a first down or fourth and six. And he holds on to it because he wants to make a harder deep out throw. He makes a tougher one and he short hops it. And they turned it over, and that was basically the game. Like, dude, you move the sticks and you move on. That's like an unbelievably stupid to pass up on this throw. And there was no way. I went and looked at it as much as I could from both angles, and there's no way either he didn't see it, which is a huge problem, or he saw it and didn't throw it, which is a huge problem. Decision-making, man, sometimes there's some guys who are not good decision makers.
By the way, the other guys that are pretty
good. Ben Roethlisberger's not always a good.
The other guys that adjusted interception rate, they were pretty good. Among them was Lamar Jackson. We was in second place.
The best or worst?
The best.
Okay.
Mac Jones was in fourth. Joe Burrow was in seventh. Trevor Lawrence, he had a better adjusted rate. Tua, Baker Mayfield just missed the
top. Who
were
the luckiest?
They were the oh. No, yeah, they were the unluckiest.
Yeah, who are the luckiest? Who are the five and the unluckiest?
The
luckiest. Ben Roethlisberger, you told me, was the luckiest. Who then?
Other lucky quarterbacks were Ryan Tannehill, Kirk Cousins, and Aaron Rodgers.
Oh, such a racist thing. So now all the white quarterbacks are the lucky quarterbacks.
Mm.
Huh. Mm. Imagine that. Wow.
Except
Ryan Tannehill. One could argue he's been lucky for life.
He's still pretty good.
You seen that salary number this year? $34.5 million?
Yeah.
That's lucky?
Yeah. No, I always thought he was lucky. I remember when he was dating a girl at Texas A&M. He married her. I thought,
lucky.
You're pretty lucky there, Ryan.
That's a lucky run. Aaron Rodgers had some...
He's had some good runs.
Man, that guy's so
except
lucky.
Except the car driver. What are you doing?
Oh, Danica? Ugh. Why are you hating on Danica?
I just...
You just what?
She won one race in her life, and it was in Japan.
What is
Who
she?
Who can't beat them?
What? There's American drivers too, John.
What?
Why is she? Hold on a second. Why?
916 ESPN.
He loved her.
97.5 ESPN. Yeah.
He loved her. Probably
overrated. Time to talk about insurance, Lance.
TGS Insurance makes homeowner. Insurance, buying homeowners insurance, easier than it's ever been. The first thing you do is you text the word money to 232323. Text the word money to 232323. And what you're going to find out is you get the lowest rates because you have competitive rates from multiple A-rated insurance companies. Isn't that what it's all about? Yes, that's what it's all about. And TGS Insurance is making it happen for you. They aggregate a variety of A-rated insurance companies. And then when you text the word money to 232323, guess what happens then? You have TGS using their algorithm to get a competitive rate for homeowners insurance companies that want your business. So they're competing by giving you the best rate they can possibly add. If you stay with the same company, there is no incentive for them to give you the best rates. They never do. Never. It's always higher the next year. So go with TGS Insurance and find out what the lowest rate you can get is. Maybe it's 500, maybe it's 900, which is the average. Maybe it's 1,700. You can't know unless you text the word money to 232323 to find out today.
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. Administration of employee benefits is a hassle. Let HRNP eliminate those burdens and save you money. Visit hrp.net today. The conversation continues on the bench on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Hey, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Lance, let me ask you a question.
Who has like news? Are we news of the weird now?
No.
Because that's how you start news of the weird.
No, that's true. Who has the biggest lead in any division in baseball?
Well, probably going to be the baller Astros.
Yeah. Well, they're tied with the Mets.
Mets pretty baller this year, too.
Yeah. Mets come here next homestand.
Thoughts and prayers for the Mets.
Yeah, no shit. No. No ship, I said. No ship, I said.
That's close.
That's what I said, RJ. Don't give me that look. I said no ship.
Ooh.
Yeah. The Astros have played 34 road games, 20 home games, 14 games more on the road than they've played at home, and they have an 8.5 game lead on the division. I mean, you talk about baller.
It's a baller team with a garbage division equals another World Series.
21-13 on the road. The San Diego is 20-11 on the road.
Another good day for Frapper, by the way. We haven't talked about that over the weekend. Garcia, you had Garcia, Fromber, and who was it on Friday? That one wasn't good.
Well.
The Saturday game wasn't good.
No, that was Garcia.
Yeah, that one wasn't good. Wasn't good for the offense.
You know, Urquidy started the game.
Yeah, Urquidy had a good game.
Yeah, he had a good game.
The boys just shut it down hitting-wise, you know, like we do.
It's what we do. Well, yeah, you're not going to score any runs. It's going to be hard to win. 6-0.
Yeah, shut out. Have the Astros been involved with the most shutouts this year? Shutting out?
Because
they're second in the league in shutting out teams.
It would be awfully difficult for anybody to have more. because they are bad boys. The Dodgers are 18-9. That's a better winning percentage on the road. And the how about the Yankees have only played 24 away games, and they've played 30 home games. And oh, by the way, there is no bigger advantage in baseball than Yankee Stadium. That left field porch is so short.
Well, it's an advantage if your team's built for it, which you assume the Yankees are.
The Yankees are. I mean, because Judge can go that way, Stanton can go that way. That team is absolutely built to destroy that park, and they are. Rizzo, LeMahieu.
Frank Rizzo.
No, Anthony.
Okay.
By the way, you're not on the offer yet?
No, I got to get on it. More people are talking about it again. So that's the one that it's not a documentary. Right?
No, it's
I want to make sure it's the same one that I've heard about.
No.
It's what's his name? Not Emil Hirsch. What's the other kid's name?
Miles Teller.
Yeah, Miles Teller.
Yeah.
Yeah. Miles Teller's been good in his movies.
Yeah.
So it's
by the way, have you seen Maverick yet?
No, I still haven't.
He's in that too.
It broke more records. Maverick, listen, movies are coming back. Movies are coming back.
I don't care.
I haven't gone back to movies just because I'm on season 3 of Billions now, and I'm trying to figure out if I need to keep going with it. It's been pretty good so far. Billions has been, you know, pretty good. I'm just wondering how much more they have left. I've already lost all my steam. I haven't even finished Ozark.
You haven't?
No.
Man, you got to do it.
I know. Peaky Blinders starts Friday. Peaky Blinders starts Friday.
Oh, yeah?
Last episode, last season.
It was the last season? I thought Ozark got monotonous in the middle. But it's good.
Okay.
It's good.
But it's only been.
And a lot of people are against the ending. I was for it.
Okay.
I heard you got to watch Suits.
Wow, that was old.
That's
been
old
on for a long
time. Yeah, but you people are like
it lasted that a long
and Billions,
time.
People like Billions.
See, I watched. Did you ever watch Mr. Robot?
No.
Mr. Robot was a really good show for a while. It got a little like I was ready for it to be over by the time it was over. Rami Malek, it took off. It was like a highly acclaimed show on, I think it was USA Network. It was one of the only things they had. Mr. Robot's pretty good, too.
So this weekend, by accident, and I was going to tweet it, but I thought you would be, for the first time in my life, I watched Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory.
Which one? One or two?
One. I'd never seen it.
The original.
The original.
Gene Wilder.
I'd never seen it in my life.
Awesome.
Yeah.
I want to go to the playground. Little
that little girl.
She's the worst.
She was the worst.
Baruch Assault?
Yeah.
Yeah. Or Violet Berg.
What about August? He wanted to drink all the chocolate.
Yeah. You had Augustus Gloop. That's who you're talking about.
Augustus Gloop.
Augustus Gloop. Baruch Assault. I think Veruca was the loudmouth. And then you had Violet Beauregard, who was chewing the gum.
And Charlie.
Yeah, Baruch Assault got everything she
wanted.
I don't
want to give it away. But
you know who Baruch Assault reminded me of? Pull up the lady again from Starburst. I mean Starbucks. That's who Veruca Salt grew up to be.
Who's that? The mom?
Veruca Salt's the little girl who her daddy let her do everything she wanted to do.
Oh, yeah.
That was Veruca Salt.
Want this.
Let's listen to Veruca Salt as she goes into Starbucks.
I thought you would be amazed. That's the first time I've ever seen it.
I am. Hold on. I just want to play this again.
Training program that the city base. It is not illegal to yell here. Excuse me, ma'am. You are helped when you are visiting the city. Would you please ask your family to correct it? You have been fired and sued several times. I will now leave your store. You have been asked very loudly about your family's contracts. You do not live off this salary. Goodbye, with the understanding I ask quietly and it is not illegal to be loud.
Hey, put the f*** out, lady.
Double soy latte for Veruca. Double soy latte for Veruca. Veruca, double soy latte.
What is with that? What is she?
Oh, no. I can't understand that.
There's something wrong with her.
I think she's a conspiracy theorist.
No,
I think there's something
wrong with her. I mean, I really do.
Well, people act like that all the time now.
No.
I've seen them caught on video more and more last 3 years.
No, you cannot be that angry.
Yeah.
Well.
There's a-holes.
No, I don't know. I think she has some mental
issues.
That's
when Veruca Salt grows up.
Well,
now how do you like this one? I guess there's just no way of knowing which direction we are going.
And then they went into the tunnel with the...
Or what about when he goes, you don't lose, you lose, you do not win, you do not get anything. Good day, sir.
Yeah.
Willy Wonka hit him with that.
Good day, sir. Yeah.
Yeah, he hit him with good day, sir. But then he actually did.
But then Charlie gave back the infinite toffee or whatever it was.
And then guess what? This is yours, son.
And this is who you won.
This is yours. Did you like when you had four elderly people just laying in bed together, foot to head?
I got in about the middle.
Yeah, that was... I read the book. So in fourth grade, a teacher would read the book to us right before lunch. I'd get so hungry. I wanted candy so bad. You too, RJ?
Yeah, we watched it like... We watched the movie like while it was raining. If it was raining, we couldn't go to recess.
Just starving.
Put on Willy Wonka in the Chocolate Factory. And, I mean, wasn't the grandparents, weren't they terminally ill?
Well, not Grandpa Joe.
Grandpa Joe.
Whoa.
You got the ticket. Hallelujah. I'm healed. Good glory.
I found it to be, it was weird to me. And you've seen it too? I'd never seen it before.
I can't believe you haven't seen it.
I'd never seen it in my life. I was like, this is what all of it's about, huh? All right. Hey, take the day off and come join us next Tuesday. We want you to play. I'm going to be able to play, so we're going to put together a team. Okay, let's do that. Let's put together a team where we bid on it or somebody. We got to raise some money for kids' meals, though. That's what we're doing this for. It's brought to you by SiteJab.com. It's the occasional invitational. It's next Tuesday at 10:30 at Wildcat Golf Club. Beverages from Carback Brewing. Mendocino Farms is going to give us lunch. E. Fratelli is going to do dinner for us. Looking forward to that. 18 holes of golf. Quick award ceremony immediately after. Register now at ESPN975.com. That's ESPN975.com. All right, 9:30. ESPN975.com. We got one more segment and then News of the Weird. And it's going to be a pretty good News of the Weird. Don't you go anywhere.
ESPN975. The godfather of Houston sports radio, the preeminent NFL draft analyst. You found The Bench on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
So, maybe Dusty's on to something here. When I saw Dubon hitting second yesterday, I was like, what in the... But you know what? They scored seven runs.
It was a TDM, total Dusty move.
They scored. I just saw. Okay.
Well, they did.
If you want to go by best hitters, okay, and you want your best hitters to be get
what's
more
relative.
At best.
It's not best hitter.
And
it's relative.
And in the correct spots that they should be in the order, it would go Altuve. I just saw a tweet by one guy, and it's pretty dead on. It'd go Altuve, followed by Tucker, and you want to go right left, and you want to go. Guys in the right spot. It would go Altuve, Tucker, Pena, Alvarez, Bregman, Brantley, Yuli, center field,
Never
and Maldonado.
Never in a billion years is that going to be the lineup.
No. But
number one, you can't put a rookie in that spot. That's too much.
They've let him off. I mean, and they've hit him
Pena
second.
At three, though?
Why not?
Nah, because he's a rookie. He hasn't seen enough pitchers yet.
Well,
like at some point they're gonna get a little hook on him.
Bregman, he ain't gonna do any worse than Bregman is.
No, listen,
I mean, Bregman's in the three hole all year.
I mean,
so.
To me, I'd throw Kyle Tucker in there if you want to.
Well, you don't want back to back lefties.
I don't want.
Although
Bregman,
he did it yesterday.
Bregman, the five.
Did
and
you
six
notice
hole,
that he hit Tucker fifth yesterday,
yeah,
right behind Alvarez?
But yeah, no, he did, and I think that's fine. The only negative is. That when you go to relief pitchers, you can go lefty. That's the only thing, right. Is that later in the game, you can go with the lefty who gets the stay.
Well, and oh, by the way, how many good lefties do the – and oh, by the way, Alvarez don't care if you're lefty or
Jordan
righty.
Jordan hits lefties just
fine. And Tucker, too. He don't care.
So I don't mind that much. But the five and the six holes have historically, for the Astros offense, been good RBI spots. But now this Astros offense is not the same. Before you get to Dubon, were you okay with Dusty – when he had Dubon swing that should have been a tailor-made double play. Let me tell you something. Maybe this is what you're getting to. This looked like a tailor-made 4-6-3 double play, and Dubon beat it out to first and kept the inning alive,
mm-hmm.
and then they started scoring their runs after
He's fast. There's no question.
But I kept
thinking. But he shouldn't be in the two-hole.
But there were no outs. But the whole point was, did Dusty not at all think about bunting and getting a man on second, giving it two shots? I know the analytics people want us completely pummeled and stoned to death for even saying something like that. But, my gosh, it just feels like at some point it's got to be okay to lay one down late in the game and try to take a one-run lead to a two-run lead.
So
I don't get it. But I mean, it turned into a big inning.
So they scored seven runs. So what are we complaining about?
They scored three in the inning, yeah.
Yeah. They scored seven runs yesterday.
But it should have been a double play, but he hustled it out and beat it.
Now here's the thing is, listen, they played six games last week. They scored 30 runs. They're averaging six runs a game. They went last week. They lost one game last week. So it's okay. They're okay.
So what about Dubon? Well,
that's what I'm saying. Maybe Dusty's onto something.
I don't think he's onto something. I think he's got a team with great pitching.
Just here's what he might be onto.
You think Dusty's
doing? Don't put all your crappy hitters at the end of the order all together. You know what?
No,
Pena
yeah.
at the bottom of the order, he comes up with big hits.
Now
you come up with some big hits. How many times does McCormick come up with a big hit in the eight hole?
I think there is something to that. I don't want to stack three together.
Right.
But sometimes you don't have any choice. But I don't know about making it so top heavy that your first six are good. And your last
and we've
three.
Seen that. Remember back in 2015.
We know the first six aren't good right now. Yuli and Bregman are a problem. When's the last time Bregman was good? Somebody asked that on Twitter, and I'm like, the last time he was good was when he was bringing his bat with him to first base
against Washington.
Dude, that was 19.
Yeah.
That was 2019.
Yep. No question.
I mean, when are we dying the blonde hair? When are we getting the swagger back? I thought this was supposed to be the year of the swag.
No, and he had a double in the first after two outs, and then nothing the rest of the game. I mean, I don't want to say he's killing you in the three hole, but because how are you gonna argue with the record, the big lead that they've got in the division? They just went 6-3 on a road trip, which is awesome. They're unbelievable on playing on the road. Their average is terrible. They're not scoring runs like they should, like they could with these guys in the order. But what are you going to complain about, honestly? I mean, I saw Dubon and I was like, what the bleep is this? This is stupid. What are you doing putting a 170 hitter second? What are you doing, Dusty? Well, I'm watching a ball go off a center fielder's face. That was just, he hit the wall and the ball came in. And he lost the ball and hit him in the face. That's terrible. That's ugly. But I, you know what? Maybe Dusty's onto something. Keep Bregman up there where he's not hitting. Jordan will pick him up. Keep Yuli there. Pena will pick him up, or McCormick will pick him up. Keep, you know, Tucker. Tucker is picking everybody, you know, not that he's been great either, great shakes either, but he's been on runs. It just is maddening watching some of the moves that Dusty makes, and yet they're winning. What are you going to argue about? We're bitching about a team that's, what, 38-12? What are they now? It's unbelievable. They're just really, really good. Right now they're 35-19. We can't argue with this kind of success. A 6-48 team. So anyway, I was just venting Dubon in the two hole again. I don't know. I don't get it. 703-780-3776, 942 ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. A lot of weird stuff, Lance, went on this weekend. And
where were you?
Well, I was out of town. I was.
Where were you?
I was in Missouri.
Did it happen in Missouri? Lodge.
No, this is happening in England.
Okay.
Do you want to eat period crunch? We will talk about that and tell you about that on the other side right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. But in the meantime, And you know what it's brought to you by the way, we have a new sponsor for News
Simple
of the
Seats.
Weird. Simple Seats. That's right.
Simple Seats is doing it for you. Hey, listen, Simple Seats has been great for me. It's been great for so many of the listeners. I mean, there's nobody who's going to say a bad thing about Simple Seats. You're getting actual verified tickets. You can get them downloaded to where it's just easy. Use the MLB app, which is very, very simple. They transfer them very quickly over to you. I'm going to tell you something right now. It is so good to get seats from Simple Seats to the Astros games. I got my family. We ended up going through the this time around, like for the playoffs last year, my wife and I used zone seating, which was a little bit less expensive. You save money that way. This time, I wanted a very specific spot at the game, so I chose my seats. I chose where I wanted to be. But when you use zone seating, you can choose the area. They choose the seats, and you save even more. At Simple Seats, it's a really simple business concept. They basically say, look, here's what we're going to do. We're going to give you simple seats with better prices, no fees. It's that simple. And they live by that. You get your tickets. There's no fees attached to it at all. Every other ticket company has fees attached to it. No matter where you get Ticketmaster, fees. Everybody's got fees. Not Simple Seats. Simple Seats, it costs exactly what they tell you they're going to cost. All you have to do is pay your tax, and that's it. Go to simpleseats.com. Make sure you guys are using promo code Lance10. I used it myself for $10 off of any order over, well, your first order over $50. That's simpleseats.com, promo code Lance10.
We'll take a short break.
Stay tuned for more John and Lance on ESPN 97.5.
Isn't it weird?
This is so weird.
Time now for News of the Weird on the Bench.
Boy, what the hell's wrong with you?
Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Our new sponsor, Simple Seats, brings you News of the Weird. Better prices, no fees. It's that simple. Simple Seats. Lance, Period Crunch. It's a new cereal that wants to normalize menstruation talk at the breakfast table. It's actually, and you can see, it's the cereal is red and it's shaped like a uterus.
Is this ball sack?
No, it's not. It's the actual onion. Real. Dub period Crunch. New breakfast option is it comes to us from Swedish menstrual cup brand Intimina. And while it sounds like the kind of fake product a feminine hygiene brand would announce on an April Fool's joke, it's almost June, so I guess it must be legit. And there's a picture of it, and there it is. Do you want...
normalized menstruation talk.
Do you want normalized menstruation talk and eat Period Crunch?
Some things do not need to be normalized.
Well... Why? It is normal.
There's certain,
it's abnormal if women don't have their period. Why are you so afraid of it?
Is the conversation at the breakfast table? That's what you're shooting for?
Yeah.
You know what this breakfast could use more of? Talk about menstruation?
No.
I just wanted to catch up on the games.
Really?
Well, or
do we really
catch up on some menstruation talk?
Well, do we really need menstruation talk? Isn't it pretty obvious when during that time,
what else is happening?
Isn't it pretty obvious what's going on?
You've walked up to the line a few times today. You footfaulted a couple times in your services.
Do you think that the CEO of a South Carolina animal rescue facility should have 30 dead animals at her house? Do you feel like?
Nah, I feel like something has gone wrong. I feel like she did not get her continuing education credit hours in that year.
Yeah.
That's not what you want.
Hey, do you want to go to a Himalayan salt wall restaurant where you lick the walls?
No, because other people have too.
Yeah, people are doing that.
So no.
Well, but...
is that what's a thing?
It's a thing. Yeah, Himalayan salt wall restaurant. Guests are encouraged to lick the walls while dining.
I mean, you can.
It's in Scottsdale, Arizona.
I'm not doing that. How about our intern, Cleo, from back in the day? She's in New York. She had a picture on her Instagram where it was a bar in New York that was, I guess, made out of ice. And you could go in there and have drinks. Like, you had to really... the thing is, there's ice around you. Walls are made of ice. And you went in there to have cocktails and, like, this is great. But nobody else is here.
here having these cocktails. This is amazing.
I went to a
Don't you do that?
I went to a birthday party once with an ice sculpture of a woman, and the shot came down her body, and you had your mouth, and as a man, and you know whose birth, you know the guy whose birthday.
I'm sure I do.
You do.
I'm sure I do know whose birthday it was.
It was.
I mean, I could guess.
But everybody had their mouth there, so it was. You know, I don't know.
The whole thing. I've been there with the shot thing. It was at one of the tailgates during the Texans back in the day when they first started. One of the tailgate winners had shots down an ice sculpture, and everyone's like, do it, Lance. I'm like, do what? Put my mouth on your mouth?
No. A California court has ruled that bees are now fish. Did you see this?
Maybe they identify.
Apparently,
fish.
They are. There's an Endangered Species Act protected only birds, mammals, fish, amphibians, reptiles, and plants, not bees or other bugs. But these bees are endangered, and so the court ruled that bees are fish. Do you think bees are fish?
Bees are not fish.
Well,
let's see if they can swim.
Might be the court overstepping.
Let's see if these bees can swim.
23 pounds of cocaine was found stuffed in a man's wheelchair in a North Carolina airport. Seems like it'd be a ding, 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 ding. See, that's a Better Call Saul reference.
Salamanca. What was his name?
Yes.
Ding,
Hector Salamanca.
Hector Salamanca.
Researcher says Milky Way galaxy has four malicious alien civilizations that could attack Earth. Do you think that, are you worried about four malicious alien civilizations?
I'm worried about people I read about every day attacking Earth. We're attacked on a regular basis by a variety of things. I mean, it'd be a welcome change if another galaxy would just come in here and just finish it off.
Yeah.
Wouldn't they really just like, can we just get this
can
over?
Can we start
with?
Over?
Yeah, we're just getting, we're dying. It's death by paper cuts.
We really
right
have
now.
Messed up the whole.
We really screwed this whole world thing up with just look how people behave. Let's just come on in. Just blow us up. Just can you save me like a little bit? Can you just blow up part of the thing and then let me just stick around until the cooler weather comes?
Do you want to fly ITA?
Sounds like I don't. If they're on News of the Weird,
they're on News of the Weird. They were on a New York to Rome flight. Both pilots fell asleep. Do you think that pilots should take a nap while they're flying to Europe?
Okay, but they were on cruise control, right?
They were on cruise control, but I think one of them should probably stay awake anyway. I don't know. That's just me. I like my pilots to stay awake.
Yeah.
Kim Kardashian says she'd eat poop daily if it made her look younger. Would you eat poop daily if it made you look younger?
Can someone tell her it does? Let's just see what happens.
We
already know the Kardashians are easily tricked.
She said, I'll try anything.
John, we know the Kardashians are easily... Did you want to cover what the other... Was it a Kardashian or a...
Yeah, it was a Kardashian.
Yeah. Remember what she was eating
Courtney.
Every day?
Yep.
The Kardashians are so easily fooled. If you eat this every day... You are going to, what is it? You'll be younger? No, what was she told?
Mm-hmm.
She'll get pregnant easy.
Yeah, she'll be pregnant easy.
You want to know the best way to get?
Her husband's. That's all I need to say.
And then she's like, oh, okay, I'll do it. And then Kim's like, what about for youth? Oh, that's poo every day. I can get younger if I eat poo?
I can get pregnant if I drink that?
Are you a Kardashian? Yes, then yes.
You'll believe
I'm
anything.
I'm quite certain you'll believe it.
A video. I'm looking at a video of a drunk passenger being dragged off a plane after he peed on his brother.
That's got Lance Zierlein energy.
For those of you that don't know.
Yeah, I mean, tell the story once every several years and my brother hears about it.
And he pissed.
Yeah, I peed on my brother. We were young. We were playing pillow fights. Really, it was just wrestling in the dark. Me and it's like three or four of us. And... me being an older brother, I pulled what was not a cool older brother move. Instead of jumping off the top rope, I just let it rip where I thought he was. And then he immediately told like a little snitch.
Oh, a little snitch.
And my mom, that's as mad as my... Thank God my dad was not on a recruiting trip.
Oh, my gosh.
That was the maddest my... And I tried everything to keep my brother from telling. I mean, I offered him to punch me, like anything. All those moves didn't work.
Nothing.
And he went down and told, and it's the maddest my mom has ever been.
I could certainly see that.
Well, look at me now. Look what I became. Great person.
I don't know how to do this one. The guy who drove into the FedEx truck. RJ, do you want to explain how why?
At first.
Well,
because he was occupied.
He was occupied. Well, she was occupied.
His hands weren't occupied.
No.
His eyes weren't occupied.
No,
but his
attention, his eyes might have been occupied.
Well, his attention was occupied.
Right. She was, yeah.
You have really.
Going to town.
Do you have a different offer somewhere, a different job at a different
no.
station?
No, but.
Because that's what you're acting like.
There's a lot of distraction going
town?
On in that accident. Can you hold it against them if you're the cops? I don't know. I'm just not sure whether or not you can just hold that.
Yes,
against
I think you can hold it against them for slamming. Oh! Is that what that guy was talking about, going slamming into a car 70 miles an hour? Remember our What Did You Learn This
Week?
Oh,
yeah, yeah. Well,
maybe that was the reference.
Well, you better watch because that her jaws will clench. Oh, no. You don't want that. You do not want that. All right, we're done. You, my friend, still have something to talk about.
There's been some terrible things said on this show today. I mean, I even told you about the sneeze and the boys.
Well,
and that didn't make it on the air.
Well, thank you can goodness. Talk about tequila.
Yeah, sometimes after you have a tough day, you just need a little. Sometimes you need a shot of tequila. I found out some new cocktails. I went to their grand opening party for Gran Caramino, which is the newest tequila they offer from Maestro Dobel. And the ladies of Libation were there. They had made these two different types of three cocktails. I only got to have two of them, and they were awesome. Really fantastic cocktails. Gave me some ideas of what I can use my tequila for from a cocktail standpoint. For a lot of you, it's just margaritas. You're making frozen or rocks margaritas, and I'm telling you, you want a great silver tequila to use. That's going to be my friends over at Maestro Dobel, but they also have a smoked silver. So if you want a little smokier flavor, they've got that. You want something with a little earthier tones, how about the Reposado or the Añejo for the smoothness, the Añejo Extra, the Cristalino Añejo, the Cristalino version called the Diamante is available. What I'm telling you is that there's a ton of different tequilas that you probably didn't even know about, and my friends at Maestro Dobel, they're offering it to you. We had a restaurant group reach out, and now they're carrying a ton of different Maestro Dobels. Now they want to get the Cristalino in there as well. You should experience it yourself. For a great flavor, for a great tequila, go to Maestro Dobel's website or just go wherever fine liquors are sold, Maestro Dobel.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.